Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. Guys, we made some actual hamburgers. Was it Friday night? Saturday night, maybe? Saturday night. Hamburgers. Was our Stonington Farm beef? It was Saturday. Friday night we did the hamburgers. Saturday we did fajitas. Anyway. Just got the regular Stonington Farm ground beef. And for the first time, actually made hamburgers at home. Instead of using it for just taco meat or casserole meat or whatever. Put a little hamburger seasoning in it. Little magic, little dope boy magic on it. Anyway, I got Nature's Own makes a keto hamburger bun. Really, believe it or not, it ain't bad. I mean, don't get it and think it's going to taste like a traditional hamburger bun. But if you're putting forth the effort to be health conscious, anyway, man, me and the girlfriend both looked at each other at the same time, and it was like, that's one of the best hamburgers I've ever had. That Stonington Farm hamburger meat is phenomenal. You can enjoy the same joy that we did by checking out Stonington with two N's, stoningtonfarm.com, and get some of that 100% grass-fed, 100% grass-finished, mRNA-free, antibiotic-free, and steroid-free Mississippi-raised beef. They come up to this area once a month. I do believe you can get it shipped also. I always just meet them when they come up here. I try to get enough to last. And, man, it is so worth it. But, hey, look, they have way more than just ground beef. They got every cut of steak you can get at the grocery store. You can buy as little as 1 pound of hamburger meat or one ribeye steak or whatever, all the way up to a mini cow or a whole cow package. Maybe go in with another family, split up the cost of a whole cow, and really, really enjoy some very healthy, locally sourced beef. That's Stonington Farm, the grass-fed difference. All right, let's see here. You guys have put up some well-thought-out text, so I do want to take the time to read those. Some really good stuff here. Anonymous says on the Guns and Gear text line, cutting the grocery tax will not do anything to help people with the cost of groceries other than buy a few more dollars worth. And there's one thing that the article did not make clear. They say, I travel a lot, and I do not see Mississippi as having one of the highest costs for groceries. Are they looking at how much money people spend? Do Mississippians cook more than other people and therefore having a higher cost per month for groceries? Did they consider cost of income to eat out at the time versus buying groceries and cooking? So I'm not arguing with the fact that the price of groceries is ridiculous, especially for families who live in a state that have lower income. I just don't think that the study was done in a complete manner. You know, I'm not sure about that, but the groceries are too high here, and the income is too low. And if we can trim it back even a couple of bucks, then that's what we need to do, is trim it back a couple of bucks. Everything matters. It's the difference in being in first, like California. It's $28 a month. That's half a tank of gas. You know, can we trim it another $28 a month in sales tax that we're not spending? That's a half tank of gas. I don't know about y'all, but I'll take a half tank of gas in Joe Biden's America. Now, look, Joe Biden has a lot to do with this. Bidenomics has a lot to do with this. But Bidenomics or not, inflation or not, we'd still be third most expensive. Everybody's dealing with inflation. Good text there. Thank you for taking the time to write that out. Let's see here. Johnny texts in on the Guns and Gear text line, says, I hear you talking about the Stonington Farm meat today. You can add me to that list of people who say it is awesome. It definitely is different. We love it, and I'm going to become a regular. Yeah, Johnny's a good buddy of mine. We actually went in on a 30-pound box of hamburger meat last week. We split it three ways. I got 10, my girlfriend got 10, and they got 10. And I'm doing my best to turn folks on to this stuff. whether they were advertising or not, there's some things that I just really, really support. And locally sourced grass-fed beef is one of the things because I see the health benefits for it. It's not if you're trying to win a price war, you're not going to win a price war. You know, buying good food, but can you really put a price on your health? Somebody said the other day, well, actually, somebody, I said it. I mean, I'm sure I stole this from somewhere. This is not an original thought. I'd go to the grocery store and I'd buy some stuff because, like I said, really, really trying to turn the corner and get back to eating healthy and get all that back straight. I'd gotten a little off course there over the last 6 months. You know, you get into a new relationship and you're just happy and you get a little comfortable and you start eating a little bit too much country fried steak at lunch because it's so good. And they say, you know, you're going to put on 25 extra pounds. It's like, man, I got to tighten up. It's hot boy summer. I got to get back. Got to get back where I'm comfortable taking my shirt off. Anyway, talk about how expensive groceries are. And people are, oh, you know, it's just so expensive to eat healthy. It's expensive not to eat healthy. And I don't mean just the cost of groceries for junk, you know, boxed food versus good whole food. I mean the aftermath of what it does to you. I've heard two stories the last week. I didn't plan on talking about this. I got so much other stuff I want to hit, but this is relevant to the grocery conversation. I've heard two stories in the last couple of weeks about younger kids, just say 13 or younger. And one of them even older than that, but a kid was being sent to school, you know, a little malnutrition, wasn't really being taken care of as good as it could have been. And the kid won't eat anything, any real food. Like it just eats cereal and chips and just empty carbs. Like it doesn't eat meat. Not because the family's all about that organic stuff, but they just feed it trash all the time. Well, it grows up just eating trash all the time. We're really bad down here in the South, and I'm raising my hand here in the studio. I just, you know, grow up shoving chicken strips in our kids' faces instead of forcing them to eat the dang vegetables. And we wonder why we're the most obese state in the country. You know, you don't start seeing it immediately. It takes a little bit. But next thing you know, when a kid shifts from 20 to 25, all they've been eating is fried chicken, chicken strips, McDonald's, and that metabolism starts to kick back the other way. Here we go. Another generation. If it ain't poverty, you know what else is generational? We spend a lot of time talking about generational poverty around here and using that as an excuse for failure. Generational obesity is a real thing. I've never heard that phrase before, but if all you know is growing up eating trash, it's all you're going to grow up doing is eating trash. My girlfriend's sister is kind of a health nut. They live up in Tennessee, and like her kids, they've raised them eating healthy. You know, they eat like avocado toast and stuff like that. And they want that. Like they don't eat like a lot of fried foods and whatnot. Like they eat healthy. They're gonna be healthy people. And if I had to do it over again, if I had a kid today, I would do it. I would try. I would try not to let the convenience of unhealthy food prevent me from trying to feed my child healthier food. Here's a free plug for one of my favorite local businesses, Fit Chef. You know, if you're trying to eat a little healthier, just go over there and try some of their meals. You know, you're gonna spend about the same as you will anywhere else, and just get some ideas, and just see that healthy food can taste good, and then try to take that motivation into your own kitchen. A lot of the restaurants around here, a couple of our great sponsors, Acme Pizza, they have a gluten free pizza available. You can go to Burgers and Blues, Burgers Blues Barbecue. You can go to Martin's. You can eat healthy. You just got to want to do it. We went Friday. I didn't get the country fried steak, and it I almost broke and got it. I got the grilled chicken strips, the grilled chicken breast and green beans and turnip greens. Those chicken breasts were so good. They were so juicy. A lot of places overcook their chicken breasts and it's dry. When I go to Burgers Blues, I get the, I've been getting the chicken sandwich. I'm going to have to tweak it and just get the chicken without the sandwich, but there's juicy. You can eat healthy at places. You got to want to. Let's take a break, come back, land the plane for the day.